Baruch Hashem, we're starting a brand new halacha today, the halachas of muktzah. Anyone should know the halachas of muktzah are very, very, very nogeya. There's a lot of malachas, we've said this a few times, there's a lot of malachas on Shabbos, which be'etzem, a little person can get out of. He doesn't cook in the kitchen, he doesn't mess around with this, that, and the other, and the meila, he can generally get out of a lot of shaylas. Muktzah is one of the shaylas that is extremely difficult to get out of because all of us move things on Shabbos. Some of them being mutter, some of them being osa. It's important to know, number one, what's osa, what's mutter? Number two, how are we allowed to move it and when we're not allowed to use it? And number three, what to do in a maisa in case of a mistake. So let's start, Be'ez Hashem, with the Shulchan Kedoma to the Malacha of Muktzah. And it goes something like this. That in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they saw a very, very low, the people were mamish not keeping halachos of muktzah, halachos of Shabbos miyuchad, the Gemara brings down, and people were very, very meek when it comes to these things. They made a takona, right? Nechanya made a takona, every single thing is also to move on Shabbos. That's it. Made a takona, Rabbi Zay, nothing is allowed to be moved anymore on Shabbos. Okay. Then they realize that people can't handle it, people are getting more machmir, people are taking halachas properly, people are treating it with severity. But maybe they were more maker on those halachas. And then they decided to allow some things and not allow other things. And that's for maisa what we're left with at HaYom HaZeh. We are left with a group of things that are mutter and a group of things that are osa. And we're going to split it up into different categories. We'll go up in Chazal's categories, we'll go up in the Shulchan Aruch's order in Siman, Shin, Ches. Starting from Siv Aleph, and we'll go according to the category, we'll give lots of examples, and then we'll speak out all different shaylas that are again come up every single Shabbos to every bochum. Again, this is mamish. Most people tie the bochum, what is it? For Shabbos, Lord, and cook, and this, of a muktzah is mamish again to every single bochum that it is. Okay. The best of us say.
A bag of milk, muktzah?
What's that?
A bag of milk?
If it's empty, yes. Best shayla, I would say. First shayla. Now the Maisa, what is the reason for Muktzah? What is the reason for the Malacha of Muktzah? The Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed, it's also called Gimel of an Aleph, two Gemaras over there. And the Etzem is Mavon and Rishayim Azot. What are the reasons why Muktzah is awesome? Let's go like this. Shitas HaRambam is like this. Just like we know, that there is a law that we're not allowed to speak the same way as during the week. We're also not allowed to walk the same way as during the week. Mm-hmm. But maybe sense to Rambam, if we see that the week has to be different to Shabbos Chodesh, that Shabbos must be different to the week, then maybe what it comes out is that maybe we have to move things differently. And that's why the Rambam says, Muktzah was made. For that reason and that reason only. Then Baita says the Rambam another reason. He says, imagine if a person was allowed to return to anything. Microwaves and knives and pens and phones, all sorts of things. Zuk the Rambam, if it would be mutter to metaltel everything, you know what happened? People will end up doing what? Malachas! The Melech Zerah do a banon, or two, that a person does not do the malachas. That's reason number two. Reason number three. There are some people out there. Second reason is it might lead you to a malacha. Right, if we're allowed to go and touch pens and phones and knives, we might do malachas on Shabbos. The minute they asked it, because we don't want people doing malachas on Shabbos. Kodesh. Number three. Says the Rambam. There are some people that don't work. Can you imagine? They just don't work. They sit at home all day doing nothing. Now these people, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is going to be the same as the weekday. Why? They don't work on Shabbos, they don't work during the week, and they're going to count on the same things. What's that? Who? Chassidim. Now the Maaser Zuk the Rambam. MK, we want to make a heck of a differentiation between Shabbos and the Bach. The Maaser Zuk the Rambam, reason number three. That's why we have Muktzah. Those are three reasons given by the Rambam. The boy say, the Ravid is Chodek. Says the Ravid, I'll tell you the reason why Muktzah is awesome. So the Ravid chat. Because you might come to carry on Shabbos. If we allow people to tap the house of Muktzah, they're going to go outside with their phone and their pens and all sorts of things, and we're going to carry in the Shabbos.
So it's exeiru d'rabbanon or to mitzah.
Now, eshiyia, whatever reason you come by, four very important reasons are muktzah, at least that. It's clear the reasons, as I said, clear the reasons. Sad hashava b'nei'em is what? Issa d'rabbanon. There is nobody that holds that it's issa min ha'tayra. It's an issa min, until now, we've done melachos and b'yra, and we've done kodesim and b'yra, all sorts of melachos, and it's a sura d'arai, it's chayivi skila, as I said, chayivi zah. Over here, it's not that way. Over here, it's an issa min d'rabbanon. Now, the problem is, I was a bit scared to say that, because then someone,
No.
Now you have to know that Betzim Azoi, Betzim Mitzvitva of the Aruch HaShulchan says no, that the Shvusim of Shabbos are so chomor that Hein Kedareisa, that Mamash like Kedareisa itself, so the Aruch HaShulchan Apiyah Mitzvah, that the Melach of Mutzah is so shtar, it's Kedareisa. But Reisa Rabbi said the Shlach HaKadosh says that there are many of things that people are not careful in them. And one of the lists that he gives is Dine Mukta. And there's something else, even Minchas Shabbos, very, very chosh of the same. I told this to somebody today who came over to me, and he said to me like this. I feel like he told me I have a Shaila, a bread on a Shabbos. I said it was Mukta. I said, really? I want to tell you what the Minchas Shabbos says. Minchas Shabbos is a very, very chosh of the same. The Minchas Shabbos says that the Maisa, there are certain things that people just don't know about. And he gives, for example, Mukta. One more thing, Rabbi Yisai. Well, actually, two more things. The Heilige Beis Yisai, the actual Chonai that we bask in like. In the Agdor, when he brings Zohar to Mukta, you know what he says? Learn all these halachas, and then you'll understand you as Hashem. That's what the Heilige Beis Yisai writes, when he writes about Zohar to Mukta. And one last thing, Rabbi Yisai, I think over here, he says that, say the Zohar to Moshe, Chayodom, he says, if a person loves his soul, then he'll learn to guard halachas of Mukta. So we see that the Kama Svar of Gedolim all said that the halachas of Mukta are so not known, people are not careful in them, people don't know them. So Baruch Hashem, you guys are Zoicha to come over here and Beis Hashem to go through the halachas one by one, so you'll be able to know all the halachas of Mukta. I want to start by Etzem. People have to, I'll give you an example myself. I was once in a hotel, Modika Maisa, Mamasha Modika Maisa. I'll tell you, I won't exactly explain the Maisa, how it came out of the Maisa, because we haven't got to the halachas yet. Oh, but to start, people don't know, I was once in a hotel for Shabbos, very chosh of people staying in this hotel. And it made, it was a small minion before the main minion, because once it's done a bit earlier, Krishna or whatever, main minion was a bit later, so they made a little minion in the corner room over there where they happen to keep the luggage or whatever, the hotel keeps the luggage. Just so we get, I came in there for the minion, and there's this huge, like, hoover. You know, like they clean the hotel floor, like this big circle, like they polish the floor, right. Something like that. Yeah, but what a huge, pasta machine, sitting bang, smack, in the middle of the room. And I see all this, and there's a hush of people. I'm not talking about some people, of course, I'm not giving riots from some people. So I should tell you, so tell them, and tell you, hey, we're not giving riots from some people, right? We were a hush of people. They were hush of people with frocks and everything, with the big, everyone's sitting all there, and as they walk in, everyone's like moving around this thing. I said, hey, why don't you move it? Mukta!
Mukta!
I said, watch. I picked it up. The mummies are looking at me like, who's this modern guy over here? Was he the other one? I picked it up. I'm like, you guys have turned on the rats in. The person, they know that he's been learning shoes for 30, 40 years. They have no idea. It's 100% Mukta to the room. Now, why is it Mukta to the room? We'll have to understand. We'll have to explain what's chat. It's not that we'll have to move Mukta to Stalazo. We have to know why. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Not possible.
You can. Watch me.
Okay, everybody, fine. Next. What's that? Say that, I can probably do it for you. The whole thing will start, you know, shaking it out. I remember in Yeshiva, there was a guy in Yeshiva who was so big, he lifted up an army truck once. I saw him, he was so nice. I saw the guy with his own hands, he just lifted up the army truck, there's something underneath it, so he just said, no problem, here, come, look. He lifted up like this. It was unbelievable. Anyway, he never had anything like any of his shirt was like totally ripped, it was like from here, because every time he went like this, then bang, off. I remember that, it was me, she was still mine. Anyway,
Hashvin, he left Megillah.
Anyway, right side, what that also.
No.
Stop working out, what happened?
I don't know what happened to that. I lost control of the building. Me, I never worked out.
That's number one. Number two we'll get to. All we're going to do is like this. It's a Kli Shemilachta Le'isa. Then we're going to do the Kli Shemilachta Le'heta. Then we'll deal with the Kli Shemilachta Le'isa Skuboi. Then we'll deal with Bosses Shai, with pens in the pockets, and all sorts of Shai that we say. I want the audience to know something. One thing I've done over here. A person should not come out of the shir and say something that's mutter, and that's heard the entire inyan. It could be sometimes we'll say one inyan, the next shir will continue, and we'll come out differently. That means if a person needs in the middle of a shir, or he comes late, or he misses a shir, the best thing to do, I've said this many times, I think only one time it ever happened to me, if somebody misses a shir, or he misses part of the shir, a responsible adult will give me a call, whenever it is, sometime at night, preferably after 11:30, and I'll give him a very, very big kisser of what we said in the shir. Alex will miss the flow of the whole shir, and will not be able to come up the maisa. So if anyone's interested, the person should not be embarrassed. Only once had a younger man actually, another, he called me up, what was the pshat? I asked anybody missed the shir, anybody missed the time, you give me a call, no problem, anyone has my number, and I'll give you a very big kisser of what was in the shir. We're both another again later. Let's start with a very severe type of mukta. Mukta machmas chisoroin kis. What does this mean? So we have a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Chof Gimel on the base. And the Mishnah says that a knife, Rabbi Yisai, is a big problem. And he says like this, that's the Mishnah. Kara Kamin is mutter. Except with this big knife. What's the shot with the big knife? What's the shot? I can't take the big knife.
Like this.
So, a big knife, yeah, well maybe put that on down. And he says the Maisa. Says the Mephoshim, actually the Tosfos took a machlokes v'shoinim. Over the heads of the Yisroel is like this. The Yisroel is, because when a person has an expensive knife, for example the chef has an expensive knife, he's, in essence, the following words I'm going to say, he's makbid on it. And if you're makbid on something, then that makes it into a mukta machmas chisorin kiss. By the way, I have to do a lot of exceptions.
What's the makbid?
Mukta machmas chisorin
kiss.
Yeah.
What's the makbid?
Very good. We're going to go one more. Okay, let's go number one. Muksa machos is a type of muksa can never ever be moved. Now there are certain iterim that will speak out weiter, but until right now it can never ever be moved. You have no editor to move a muksa machos chesorin kis. Machmas chesorin kis means that what does muksa mean? What does the word muksa come from? What? The katanai point. What does the katanai do mean? I'm the katan my das. That means I've removed this thing away from my das. That means, if I mark it on my knife because I don't want anyone to mess around with my knife, I recast in my das, I don't want anyone to use this on Shabbos. If that's the case, Chazal said, if you don't want anyone to use it, vice versa, you mark it. And the remainder of your mark it, it's awesome to move it, it becomes a mukta. That means, the Rabbi said, it's a very interesting thing. We all know that things are electrical mukta. Here we have a Matthias, well, I can turn something from being mukta to be awesome. Why? Because I decided to be makbid. For example, Rabbi Yisrael.
An iPod,
for example. Let's say an iPod. Now, you have to know something. With this halacha we're doing now, Moshe used to tell Rabbanim, it's not shy to write and say, okay, Moshe, which one can we write? This can write this. You can't write examples in a sefer. Why? Because every single person is makbid on different things. For example, an iPod. I happen to have an iPod, right? I don't really use it. There's not many movies, Rabbi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. I've got an only share about 4 million shiurim. I come out and use it. If my kids were taking it, it wouldn't bother me too much. I wouldn't go crazy. No, it's not expensive. One of the oldest ones comes up with a back strap because it's so heavy you have to carry it on your back. Of a vest, I wouldn't be mad with. Of it could be you, could be you will. Could be that over here, you have got a Hoshim iPod, or even a not Hoshim. If you're mucking on it, that makes it into a what? Mutsu Machmas historian kiss. There's no heck. If that's on your bed, you have to sleep with it on the bed. There's no heck. What's going to
do? Empty paper.
Very good, very good. Bob, we're going to get to that.
Empty plastic milk.
You are saying good, you're saying good. Bob, we'll get to that. Now, my right side, again, claw. If I have something that the Maisa I makbid on, it's Mutsu. Right, Rabbi Steinberg. What does it mean, makbid? Matpit means that if I matpit not to use it for its not original usage, that's called matpit. It doesn't have to be matpit agadi kata, your mom is putting it in a safe. It means you matpit, you don't use it for any other use. For example, I'll give you my pen, right? Now my pen, I don't mind if my back hurts me, I'll scratch my back with my pen. Doesn't bother me. When I go and take my brand new camera and scratch my back, no way, right? Remela, my camera is a muksamah, sorry kids, my pen is not. My pen could be muksa for other reasons. But by essence, it's not going to be a muksamah, sorry kids, and remela, you have to know the nafkaminas. The nafkaminas are, can you move them or not? Okay.
What does sorry kids mean?
Sorry kids, because you might come to actually push it, lose out the value of it. You might break it, you might come to use it in the wrong way. Remela, that's why it's a problem. Now, who's kideya? Who's kideya? Aber ich bin der Meister. Du sei. It's the whole world on Mac. We've got to say it about the Meister. A digital camera. I would assume that most of the world are not put on a digital camera. Why? Because, hey, it costs a lot of money, right? I don't ever replace it. I don't give it to anybody's thumb to use. Maybe if that's the case, how about if I'm not Mac put on it? Do a Meister. Over here, we don't say that. Mr. Brulek's claw in Shinchesiv Aleph. That if we go, what's you, every individual person.
Like
the voice is beautiful. That means if I have a digital camera, I'm not my bit. So for me, it's not a machmas chasarin kiss, but if for everybody else, it would be. But again, it's probably most for other reasons. Now, if you mean a being, can I move it? Can I come up to some of the hekeim we will speak about? Yes. Okay. Now, Abayi, we have a tremendous shayla. What? We said, if I take something, and I marble on it, I can turn it into what? A mutzah machnas chasarin kiss. Right? Does that mean anything? I have a fork over there. It's a plastic fork. I have marked it, but said nobody should use this plastic fork. Does that mean it's a mutzah machnas chasarin kiss now?
No, it means you're crazy.
It means I'm crazy. Oh, enough
of
it. No,
no,
no. I can't turn this. Above this mukta, I'll write that to drop it straight away. You'll see by a mila. It's a mamish mukta. Now, my boy said, mamish mukta done it. We passed in like this. This is very important. Only a kli shemelachti leisa can turn into mukta machmas for sowing kiss. A kli shemelachti lehetav cannot turn into
mila.
Okay, like this. A Knisha Melachta Le'issa means, and we'll speak about this more by week towards the end of the week. A Knisha Melachta Le'issa means it's a utensil that does Issa. For example, a phone. What does a phone do? Issa. It's electricity, it has all sorts of things, lights. Lights on a Kamina, it's a Knisha Melachta Le'issa. If I map it on my phone, so I can now turn it into what? And it moves the markers on kiss. This Rabbi Sai is a Kli Shemelachtoi Le'heta. Because I'm doing Issa, I don't have Heta. It's a miyuchat for doing Heta. So the fact that I map it on it doesn't bother me.
So what's a shekmat that's...
A shekmat, what?
You know, you said that...
First of all, it cuts for meat, it's also shekmat, also sometimes it's a shkita knife, it's a mila, it's Issa got mila. It could be there's a Heta because of Shabbos, but it's an Issa because of... Again, Chloe by saying, only a clean shemalachli li Issa, the Ainu, a phone, a microwave, a pen, these are I'm not on my pen, I'm going to say. This, I'm mapping on my pen, nobody touches my pen. Is it now Muksa Machos Sonkis? I banned it, why? Because it was already Asa, because it's a pen. So I made it more Asa! Now, I'll give you an example. This pen is on my bed, right? Can I take it off the bed? 100% Muksa. Why? I pick it up, I take it on the bed. It's a clean shot to the Issa, I'm allowed to move it for certain reasons, we'll speak out. Rufa McCoyman. However, if I map it on my pen, and a lot of people are on my side, so what did I turn it into? I turned it into a Muksa Machos Sonkis. And if you turn it into a Muslim Bible, it's a Zoraka! It's the same as a phone on my side! It could be my phone, this phone over here on my side. I'm not mad with the chal, my kids, all my bite marks, my kids. The kids are, I don't care, this is my phone, I pick it up, and I don't know why, because it's a cliche when I'm going to eat Issa, so it could be clever. However, if I map it on it, so I turned it into a Mukta Machmas Chasarin Kiss. A Mukta Machmas Kiss can never, ever be moved, Rabbi Yisrael.
Why is the wax machine out of a Mukta Machmas Chasarin Kiss? The hotel doesn't let you touch it.
Again?
The wax machine.
No, it doesn't matter. The hotel doesn't let me touch it.
Right?
They're mounted there.
The Bais and the Mishnah Berurah says a blank piece of paper is what?
Mutsa Machmas Asaris.
Why?
Why? You're mapping. Because I'm mapping, I don't use my paper for anything else. Maybe you should know a piece there. A lot of places can bring down that locha. And if you have something like a blank piece of paper, a boy say in your safe on the table, whatever it may be, it's also going to move it. Now, boy say, oh Hashem, I think nowadays, unless you have a very expensive set of paper, like Rabbi Yeshua said, what do we do with our papers? I don't know what you do, but apparently, you make paper airplanes. So you're not mapping to use it for writing. In Cain, it's not a mutza machmas to sorry case, and it'll be mutza for some other reason, maybe to clean your office, so we have to get
photo.
Very good, and that would be a mutza machmas to sorry case. Ask the government to me a very good example. So we're on my side, and we finish now. The story of what we're saying is that if I have something like a pen, like an iPod, like a camera, like a phone, and I mark me that people shouldn't use it for the wrong uses, I turn it into a mukta machmas sasorin kis. There is no heta to move it on Shabbos Kodesh, Rabbi Yisai. And I think
like a pillow.
There are two exceptions. Number one, a picture on a wall. We paskin if you are kaveil loy makoi. Let me say, I put a picture on the wall, but there's nothing is in the picture. A picture is always a mutter. But I set aside a mockery for my picture. That picture is now mutter. Machos, sorry, kissing, it falls down. Rabbi said, you've got no head to move it. Who I did, Rabbi Yisrael, sends the Mishnah Berurah, sends the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon, Shin Chesi Beis. If you have a huge cupboard, this huge cupboard, right? You never move it. This is a cupboard. Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? What do you mean, but it's a mutter. But you have to move your kaveil in Mokoi. What's the tariffs? Kaveil in Mokoi. If you kaveil in Mokoi into something, it automatically makes it into a mutsa.
Sorry,
Rabbi Yisai, right up. Join us tomorrow for more.